In the studio, we have Rex Howell Jr. and Christina Hackett. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
So, I understand that Smart Ice is doing really well. Can I ask how many youth you guys have enrolled in the Smart Ice program?
Right now, we're on our second cohort, and right now we have 4 youth enrolled into our 6-week program right now.
So I guess you have about maybe 3 to 4 more weeks left with Smart Ice?
We have 2 more weeks left after this week. Yeah, so they're done at the end of the month.
How is everything going?
No, everything's going well. We've done the first week of training where we taught them soft skills, like we said before. We've done some breathing techniques, some stress reduction techniques, done some resume training with them, cover letters. We're doing women's training with them now this week, and we've implemented some of the boy training too as well, so they are learning about the boys.
I understand, Christina, you're here doing an evaluation on Smart Ice.
Yeah, so I work for the Social Research and Demonstration Corporation, which is the SRDC for short, and we're working with Smart Ice to understand how best to do the training with the youth and also what's working well and what could be improved, and then some of the outcomes that the youth are experiencing from participating in Smart Ice. So it's pretty neat because we did some interviews with the youth who've been participating in Smart Ice, and we've heard some really positive feedback, both about the program and then also some of the things that they're doing because of Smart Ice.
So in your evaluation, what were some of the youth mentioning about the program?
So I mentioned right now we're in the second cohort. From the first cohort, we had 7 trainees come in. And after those 7 trainees completed, as of last week, out of those 7, we helped, like I mentioned, we helped them do resumes, we helped them apply for funding, we helped them apply for college. So out of those 7 trainees that we done in that first cohort, I'm really proud to say all 7 of them are doing something that we hopefully motivated them to do. We have one person who's a full-time employee. We have one person who's working with us full-time. We have another 2 people work at the college in Goose Bay. And the other 3 are here in the local college. So, I mean, we've positively affected all 7 of our group, and we're really proud to say that.
Wow.
I'm really proud to say that, yes.
Yeah.
And you have 4 enrolled now. Within this last 2 weeks, what will you guys be doing?
Well, like I mentioned before, we're finishing off a few training courses with them. We're doing WMIS, and we're looking in to do a few other training sessions with them that would look good on the resume. And we'll continue on with the boy production. And at the end of it, we always say to our trainees once they're done, if you ever need a hand with your resume, if you want a hand with applications, or if you want to come up and chat, you know where we are, come up and drop by.
Your evaluation, what will you be giving back to the organization who you work for?
Well, we'll be working for Smart Ice, so we'll be giving all our findings to Smart Ice. And one of the things that we did with Smart Ice is do some evaluation about what's working well and why it's working. So we could share maybe some of those things that we found. And we did that through interviews with the youth who participate in Smart Ice, as well as interviews with staff. So we interviewed Rex and Todd, as well as Shauna Dicker, and learned about some of the things that they did with the youth that were a hit, and then some things that, you know, we needed to change or they needed to change. And so maybe we can share some of those things. The first thing that we heard from youth was that it's really important to have a safe space. So when youth walk into Smart Ice, yes, it's about learning different skills, but it's also about being in a welcoming environment and feeling like they can trust the staff and feeling like they have emotional support from the staff who work there. And so that's something that we heard from all the youth, that they really felt comfortable in the space, and they felt that if they needed to talk to Rex or Shauna or Lewis or Todd, that they could do that.
And another thing to add on to what Christina is saying, we like to form a close relationship with our employees. And like Christina said, we make it a safe space. We tell them from the beginning, from when we talk to them for the interviews, that we want to make it a safe space. And we prove it every day. They come in and we say hello to them. We say good morning. We ask them how their day was. And we have a little check-in. So I'm there, in a sense, to help make sure everything runs smoothly. But if they want somebody to come talk to, they can come talk to me in confidence, or they can come talk to Lewis or Shauna or David. So, I mean, one thing we really want to make sure, and we're proud of that, Smart Ice, when they come in through the door, it doesn't matter who you are or what background it is. When you come in the door, it's a safe space, and we're going to treat you, and we're going to respect everybody equally. And that's one thing that we really push on our employees. Also, another thing that we have is we have flexible expectations. So we're quite a unique employer where, you know, if you come in late, you're not going to get in trouble for it. As long as you call, if you're going to be sick, if you have family issues, just call and say, hey, I'm not coming in today. They don't have to specify, but as long as they give that first communication to say they're not coming in, we're totally fine with it. But we are an employer, so there are certain expectations we have, but again, we're not a really strict employer. We come in, we teach them, they learn, and that's basically our bottom line with the training of the boys as a secondary thing that we do with them. Right?
I think the other thing that you guys have done a really good job at, or that Smart Ice has done a really good job at, is making partnerships with different supports in the community. So at the beginning of the first cohort, I know you guys went around and talked to different, you know, mental health supports and social supports in the community to make sure that you were connected, right, with other resources.
Yes, in that first group, with our youth support worker, we went around and we actually took him to meet the people that he may work with in the future. It worked out really well. The second time with our new youth support worker, we made sure that he made those connections, and he has, and then he's in contact with those people, just updating them with our progress. It's important to have that partnerships with the community. So we keep the connections so they know how well we're progressing, and they know if... So in the future, we may avail of their services, so we keep our youth support worker, Lewis, he keeps in contact with them just to keep that good contact between organizations.
So will this be happening again in the new year, Smart Ice?
Yeah, moving forward, I think it's going to be an annual thing where we have two cohorts of youth. First group will be in the early summer, June, July, like we did with this first cohort, and the second one will be in the fall, like we're doing right now, in October.
I think one of the things that has been important, too, is Smart Ice, the training program, is training for the whole person. So it's technical skills, it's also emotional skills, social stuff, and it's not a long-term employment opportunity. So one of the things that's really important about the work that Rex and Lewis and Shauna and Smart Ice do is connecting youth with things for after. So after what Rex shared about the, you know, where the first cohort youth are now, it's clear that they've done a really good job, right, of connecting youth to different things for after, because it only is ever, you know, an 8-week or 6-week training program, and so it's important to have a bridge to something else too.
Yes, it sounds like a really cool program. Mm-hmm. Would you guys want to maybe add anything else?
I guess two things.
Yeah.
One of the things that is really important is hiring and keeping staff from Maine, local staff in Smart Ice. And so now, you know, Rex and Shauna were on board from the beginning, and now David is a youth mentor. And when developing the curriculum, the training curriculum, we're still working on finalizing it, but everything is Nainified. So we want it to be, right, as relevant to the community as possible. And so they've done a really good job at doing that.
So aside from, you know, the soft skills, a lot of PowerPoint presentations, the women's training, the boy training, we also do things that are culturally relevant to Nain. You know, we go out, we'll go, you know, every cohort, we'll go out, we'll go for a hike, we'll go up on Moore Hall, or we'll go up on Lennox, and we'll go for a hike locally. So the one thing that we always get them to do is we get them to go around and take one of the trainers, and we'll get them to explain from their eyes what Nain is to them, and that works out really well. Another thing that we've done in the past, we've had time for them to do sealskin slipper making. So I was training them. We bought supplies and we had the patterns, and we took 2 days and they took time to, you know, learn and make their own sealskin slippers. And they really enjoyed that. We're in Nain, and, you know, we're all Inuit people, so we try to keep it culturally relevant to our culture. So, I mean, it's not all about doing work. I mean, we do stuff in our own Nain, and we do stuff that's relevant to our culture.
That's really interesting. A really good program.
Yeah.
So, Christina, will you be doing maybe like a final report to about Smart Ice too?
Yeah, so we've been interviewing youth throughout the first and second cohort, the youth who participated. And in this cohort, we're actually doing a more formal evaluation of some of the youth outcomes, because we heard from the first cohort that they felt an increase in self-esteem, they felt less shy, they felt like they could cope with their feelings or difficult feelings better. And so we'll be making a report on the second cohort and looking at how the youth feel that they might have changed over time, as well as doing a report about the things that are going really well with the program, the curriculum that we're developing that has the person at the center, and there'll be a report sometime in December.
Do you have anything else to add?
Smart Ice has been around for 5 or so years, so I mean, it started in St. John's. Back in 2010, 2011, I believe we've had the bad weather up here in Nain where, you know, it would rain in January. So it led to a lot of people being uncertain on the ice conditions, so Nunatsiavut government, they partnered up with Dr. Trevor Bell in St. John's to figure out a way on how to mitigate the risks of people falling through. So he helped form Smart Ice, and what Smart Ice did is they have an office in St. John's, and they were a not-for-profit social youth enterprise. What they did in St. John's is they had a pilot project before us, and they did a small, I don't know exactly what it was. Do you know how long their pilot project was for?
Yeah, so the idea was to be able to manufacture the buoys in Nunatsiavut.
Okay.
And so they did a pilot of the training in Choices for Youth in St. John's. They partnered with, I feel like it was 6 weeks.
Okay.
Maybe?
Okay.
6 or 8 weeks.
In the St. John's office, they hired on local youth for 6 weeks. At the end of the pilot project, they realized it would work really well up in Nunatsiavut. So in April of 2019, this past April, we opened up Smart Ice here in Nain. And then from then on, the pilot in St. John's worked really well. And then they went back to the Nunatsiavut government, and then they realized they would adapt it and have the pilot project here in Nain. And that's how we started up here in Nain with the Northern Production Center.
So I'd like to thank you, Rex and Christina, for coming by to the studio today to give us a report and a evaluation of the whole overall experience with Smart Ice and how the youth are doing and how it's improving the youth as a whole community. And thank you.
Thank you, Lavinia.
Thank you, Lavinia.